Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
They say, Luda, would you rather have the money or the fame? And I said he tried to tell him that it all just depends. Cause every time I make a little more money, I seem to be losing more of my friends. So I give it all up to repeat life over. And they say, dude, you the fool. I can't trust another mother living in this world, and it's really got me losing my cool. What would you do if you were in my situation, and any and everyone you ever loved just say you looked up? You drink your pain to the bottom of a bottle in a contract with how you feel. So I'm looking for love in all the wrong places. Pop pills, drink liquor by the cases. Get high, make a woman get low when it's strip club looking for familiar faces. And people know me on a first name basis, but all they ever really want's my cash. Let me borrow just a couple $100 and you know that I'ma pay you back my earn. This world's so superficial. This world done lost my trust. They say, Ludacris, you changing, but I really don't give a fool. What the hell am I supposed to change? What the hell am I supposed to do? I'm hearing that the devil's in disguise, and I'm hearing that they look just like you. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't go astray. And I get down on my knees and pray, and I say,
okay.
I wish my problems would go
away.
I wish my problems would go away. Wish my problems would go away.
Doc said I need to change my diet, cause I'm really not eating right. Mama said I need some peace and quiet, cause I'm really not sleeping right. What's the use of having all the money and the power in the world if I can't abuse it? Seems like the only thing that's keeping me together is my music. If it wasn't for that, I think I would lose it. If it wasn't for that, I would go crazy. When nobody make good on their word in the industry, it make you be like, you pay me. Cause I gotta feed family, some of the same ones that abandoned me. That's still looking for a handout till you found out it ain't to hand me. Still mad at me, but I'm trying to be the man I plan to be. But can't do it if you calling me with dumb shit, thinking it's innocent, I'ma plead insanity. Too many distractions, and it feels like every day. So I get down on my knees and pray, and I say, but when things don't go their way, these artists got all these suspicions. So to keep me in peace, and I think I need an intervention. Who the put me in charge of making all of these decisions? My position got me stressing like it never did before. Not to mention my best friend drowned and death was knocking at his door. And it seems like someone in my family is passing away like every day. So I just look up to the sky and get down on my knees and pray. And I say,
hanging out with my Floridian family. What's popping? 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Listen, just left Chuck E. Cheese with two of my favorite little people Listen, yo, little people give me life. Like, I don't have kids, but I got a ton of God kids. I think I was about to say grandkids. Whoa.
Hey,
a ton of God kids.
You call it into existence.
I'm loving them. I'm loving them to life, loving them to life. Hey, it's the Friday Night Cypher. Tonight we are featuring, my homeboy, Samuel Martin. Me and Sam went to Maury High School together. Norfolk, VA. He was recently casted as, an extra on Empire. He's here to talk about that experience, life on the set. And listen, it's a stepping stone to much more to come. We're going to talk to Sam about that Empire experience, and maybe he can help some of you living the big dream to get it popped off. Again, you inside the Friday Night Cypher, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up, Madam CeeLo Boston. Welcome, Mama.
Well, good afternoon in the morning time. And, we're live, and that's a good thing. How are you doing? Yes.
I'm doing
Are you
well.
Ready for your event? You ready for your event tomorrow?
I am. And if you are a male or know of a male looking for more, if you aren't able to get to that Million Man March in D.C., listen, meet me in Clearwater Beach, Clearwater Beach Marriott Suites on Sand Key. I had to get that right. Tomorrow, 9 a.m., it's popping off. A host of folks out there dropping jewels. You don't want to miss it. You can log on to keepitinternational.org. All the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City, right up the way from where I am here in Tampa. Give it up, Hot Chocolate. Welcome to the show.
Hey, and welcome back to Tampa Bay area, rainy Tampa Bay. And if you were going to bump our dinner for anybody, I'm glad it was for the little people. I'm going to hope that you're enjoying them.
Well, let's not blame it on the little people, because you kind of let the rain scare us off.
Well, you were at the driving range, and I thought it was outside. And, I mean, actually, it's still raining. So, yeah.
Just call
you
know,
let the rain
it stopped. You know, it stopped raining out here in Tampa. Not sure if you all know anything about this new cool spot. It's called Top Golf. I had my first Top Golf experience at the location in Atlanta where I live, but there's a Top Golf here in Tampa. That's actually where I first heard about it. The coolest new hangout spot you ever could experience. Top Golf, check it out. I'm gonna stop right there because they not paying us. On the other side, Sam Martin. We'll be right back. It's the Social Lab, Hot Chocolate.
Oh, my God.
Out of Boston. We'll be back, everybody.
Yeah. And it's still raining in Plant City.
On that Chardonnay, scoring touchdowns on your runway. I'm big forever like Bobby and I'm Rambonio. I'm billionaire like John Jack, I'm Camonio. He stop, can't clock me nowadays. You wish I was your pound cake. Boy, you know I look good at four. Wish I was your baby mom. Want me to come around and give you good karma, but no. We escalate up in this bitch like elevators. Of course, sometimes shit go down when it's $1 billion on the elevator. Of course, sometimes shit go down when it's $1 billion on the elevator. Run around in it, blossom on that. This diamond, my diamond. This rock, my rock. I woke up like this. We flawless. Ladies, tell them I woke up like this. We flawless. Ladies, tell them say I look so good tonight. Change it.
And when they have roles, basically you'll have to send them an email and submit to it. And if they like you, the director like you, they'll give you a call. And I was blessed that they gave me a call twice for Empire.
Twice for Empire. So have you always aspired to be an actor?
Yes, I did, man. You know, even back when I was in the Navy, I was always that type of guy that liked to watch movies and quote movies. And a lot of my boys used to kind of make fun of me, and it was in a good way. They said, man, I can remember a movie after we go see it. You know, I can come back and recite it. But, you know, I always had that acting in me, man. I was into the music, too. And, you know, when I got the opportunity to do that up here, I had to jump on it, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. What was it like? And so I know in the scene that you were actually in, it was a courtroom scene that Terrence Howard was in. But I know a lot of times they cut and paste, and everybody's not always on the set.
Right.
But they're actually taping. So what was, you know, those scenes like that you were in? Who was actually on the set when you were there?
Well, actually, they were all there. Terrence Howard was there. Taraji was there. All of the sons were there. The young lady that plays Precious, she was there. They were all there, and it was a beautiful experience because I was like four rows behind them. You know, when you sit down, we can't really talk to them. You know, they'll kick you off set. But if they engage in conversation with you first, then you're allowed to talk to them. So I actually got the opportunity to walk out behind Taraji and the young fella that plays Hakeem. I walked out right beside them, man, and I was just like, okay. You know, they're regular people. They're nice. They're cool. You know, and you know, I couldn't say much to them. I bumped into Hakeem, said, excuse me. He said, no problem, man. And that was, yeah. You know, that was pretty much it. I didn't get a chance to engage in conversation, but, you know, it was real cool just to be around them.
No doubt. No doubt.
So
I'm going to yield because I know there are tons of questions from my partners here. So go
yes.
for it.
Yes, definitely. I have a question. Have you had any other acting experiences, whether they were, you know, walk-ons or extras or what have you?
Yes, I've actually I've done three episodes on Chicago Fire. Which is a TV series on NBC that films here in Chicago as well. I filmed back in February and March. I did three episodes, and they actually aired in March and April. Also, I've done it's two episodes actually on Chicago PD, which is pretty much, they all pretty much are together, but, you know, they have their own separate shows. They have crossovers where they show them all at once. But I did two episodes on there back in June and July. You know, I'm sorry, it was actually March and April. But, yeah, I mean, it's been a great experience just to be able to walk on there and see the stars that you see on TV. You know, I got to see Ice-T and his wife and walk right up beside them. And we, you know, ate lunch in the same cafeteria and everything. But I just couldn't really talk to them because it's against the rules.
Right. Now, what other sort of have you taken professional acting classes, or is, you know, you said that while you were in the Navy, you were always the, you know, I guess the guy that they saw doing things like this, or you know, had that type of personality. What sort of formal training have you had?
Well, I actually did take an acting class. I lived in Virginia before I moved to Illinois. An acting class was taught by my teacher, much props. Her name is Sandy Martin Hudgens. She did a couple movies. One of the movies she was in was The Notebook, from what I heard. But she was really great, you know, and that's where I got all my on-camera experience from during those classes, and we did a few showcases. That was really great. My very first extra role that I got was from a company called New Dominion Pictures in Suffolk, Virginia. One day I just sent my pictures and sent my information to them. You know, and they basically just called me and say, are you available on this date? I said, yeah. And I did a show called the FBI Files, which is filmed on Discovery Channel. And that was my first actual experience that I had with acting. And I got the bug after that.
Now, I know the market in Atlanta is really large as far as, you know, it being the quote-unquote new Black Hollywood. How much exposure are you gaining, or are you looking to relocate to Hollywood or to Atlanta, or do you think that your big chance as far as you being quote-unquote discovered will be in Chicago at home?
Man, you know, I would love to come down in Atlanta and get an audition for one of the Tyler Perry shows. I watch them all the time. I actually, when I first started with Chicago Fire, I went through a casting agency called Marinella Hume Casting, which casted for Chicago Fire and PD up here in Illinois. Well, as soon as I did that, they actually stopped casting, and they kind of went down south, and they were casting stuff in Atlanta. But a young lady I used to work with on a part-time job was the one that told me about them. So I just said, oh, I sent them my pictures, and, you know, they kind of contacted me, but it wasn't really nothing they could do because they were moving down that way. So then I decided to go ahead and send my pictures to Chicago Fire myself. So I just got their address and sent it to them. I didn't hear anything for like months. And then I found the extra page, and I just submitted all my information and my pictures for a role, and they called me. And
that's
I was just
awesome.
Like,
wow. Right, that's awesome. Just hold on right there. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and the crew is going to ask you, you know, of course, more questions. And thank you for hanging out with us as well.
No, thank you. Thank
yeah.
you for having me.
Thank you. All right, so we will see y'all in a minute. Well, no, y'all hear us in a minute. It's 9:21 p.m. TM Hama Radio Live.
Back in a moment. And
that rat, could be that cool cat. That's whispering, she trying to play you for the fool, black. If something's on your chest, then let it be known. See, I'm not your every 5 minutes all on the phone. And on the topic of trust, it's just a matter of fact that people bite back and fracture what's intact, and they'll forever be. I ain't on some, oh, I'm a celebrity. I deal with the real, so if it's artificial, let it be. I seen people caught in love like whirlwinds, listening to these swabs and listening to girlfriends. That's exactly the point where they whole world and lies come in. That's where the drama begins.
And you were worried about where I've been or who I saw, what club I went to with my homies. They don't worry, you know that you got me. And you were worried about where I've been or who I saw, what club I went to with my homies. They don't worry, you know that you got me. And you were worried about where I've been or who I saw, what club I went to with my homies. They don't worry, you know that you got me. If you were worried about where I've been or who I saw, what club I went to with my homies. They don't worry, you know that you got me.
Teach One. Join us October the 10th at Clearwater Beach Marriott Suites on Sand Key. There will be a panel of guest speakers from all walks of life that are winning and want to share proven strategies to help you. Register now at keepersinternational.org. Expanding Territory Men's Conference. Log on today. keepersinternational.org.
That's right. We're back 9:30 p.m. here in the Social Lab. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston, T.M. Hyman, the General, and our special guest tonight, Sam Martin, sharing his experiences as an extra in roles in Empire and Chicago Fire and Chicago PD and many other things. Sam, if you will share with our listeners how they can follow you and where they can find you and other things that you got coming up here shortly.
Okay, yeah. You can follow me at Samuel Martin on Facebook. I don't really do Instagram too much, so Facebook is probably the best way to follow me. What's coming up, I'm going to be trying to rotate between four different shows, basically. Starting next week, I'm going to start grinding again. And so I'm going to try to be on Chicago Fire, Chicago PD. They have a new spinoff called Chicago Med. And I'm trying to get back on Empire again. Hopefully I get discovered. You know, I got a lot of people back home in Beaufort, South Carolina that follows me. You know, and I love to put Beaufort on the map. You know, and I still got my people in VA. You know, and I got my people in my Chi-Town family up here, you know, so I'm just trying to make sure I do what I got to do, because when I make it, everybody going to make it.
Hey, bro, I just want to say this, man. Thanks for taking time out to come past and hang with us. But, bro, congratulations on the success.
I appreciate it.
About the Empire situation, but I didn't know about Chicago Fire and the other projects that you got popping off. So, again, Sam, do me a favor. Let young actors know who are trying to break into the game. I mean, you got a lot of dudes doing short films, doing a lot of independent stuff. I mean, but you on primetime television, and you self-made for the most part. No agents, no managers, just a serious grind. Let folks know what they need to do if they're serious about breaking into the game.
Okay, well, the first thing you need to do is take some headshots, you know, because the first thing the director is going to look at is your picture, and you want to make sure they can see your face, and it needs to be in a clear background. They prefer white or gray, you know what I mean? But you need to make sure they see your face, and then you want to take a full body shot and a three-quarter shot. Make sure you have your pictures at all times, because you never know when you're going to have to submit them.
Do me a favor, Sam. Let folks know you're not talking about selfies, not the bathroom shots, not
okay.
the
no.
Bathroom shots. No, no, you
can't
about
do the selfie. They say that on there, no selfies. You know what I'm saying? So you definitely can't do a selfie. You need to go ahead and you can use your camera phone. Just make sure it's a good shot with great lighting. But, you know, you can take professional shots. I've done both. And, you know, I've gotten roles with Chicago Fire with my shots that I had on my phone. You know what I mean? So it's all about if they like your face or not, or, you know, it depends on the role you're submitting for. Make sure you submit for a role that fits your face.
Right.
Ladies, I know you sexy, but no shots in the panties. We talking
okay.
professional shots.
That'll get you straight thrown out.
Right.
Bro,
you might end up on somebody's wall, but I don't think
one
you
more
get part.
Let people know how they can follow you, and I'll even say this: you know, if they have questions, you know, I mean, can they email you?
Oh yeah, definitely. You can always email me, or you can hit me on Facebook.
Yeah, one more time. Share your contact information, Sam.
All right, on Facebook is just Samuel Martin, my name that I'm trying to put out there. And then you can hit me on my email at samspade9091@aol.com.
Brother, you are welcome to stop past, hang out anytime you want to. You are officially fam. Hey, thanks for hanging in the site for tonight, brother.
Yo, I appreciate that, T. It was great talking to you, too, and the rest of your crew. I love y'all, too.
Hey, we love
Sam,
you back.
When you go back on Empire, just tell my boo Tyrese, if you happen to be on the show, that he's on, that I love him, and he can call me, and yeah.
Hey, if I could talk to him, I will.
I know that's right.
Tell him he loves you, we just don't know it yet.
All right, I got you.
We going to pause for the calls. Come right back on the other side of this. It's the Friday Night Cypher, the Social Lab. Appreciate you, Sam. Much success to you, my brother.
All right, much love. Shout out to all my people in Buford and also in Illinois. I love you.
Hey, that's what it is.
Now, here we go, no reason again. Still, it's no place I'd rather be in the end. But right here, I stare in your bright eye. Going back and forth like a leaf. I saying different things, knowing we lie. No limit to the sky, long as we fly.
Come down, and now I want you home.
I tell Jackie, tell me that you're not so.
Her beauty is like a bunch of rose. If I ever tell you about Maxine, you would say I don't know what I know. But murder she wrote.
Real, real.
Murder she wrote. Murder she wrote. Murder she wrote.
Action over him, a pretty face and bad character. Then the kind of living can hold chaka. Follow me. A pretty face and bad character. Them the kind of living can hold your consent. Girl, you're pretty, your face is pretty, but your character dirty. Girl, you just have to flirty, flirty. You run to Tom Dick and also hurry. And when you find your mistake, you talk about your sorry, sorry, sorry. Good now.
Have a cozy corner where she just come with the jam. She know about the look like an every money man. Sure. Make love with the pretty Chinese, white man and Indian. This is the kind of girl that is a player for pop. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Friday Night Cypher, it is, 9:44 p.m. here on the East Coast, 6:44 p.m. on the West Coast, and everybody in the middle figure it out. And we had our guest on, Samuel Martin. Thank you for joining us again. And, you know, really enjoyed that interview right there.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, you like to catch, well, I know I do, I like to see when people are coming up, and it's something about the grind of coming up, you know what I mean, that makes it beautiful. Regardless how dirty it is, it's beautiful, you know?
Yeah, come up is real.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, that role could lead to a larger role, which could lead him to some whole other realm. You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
I
definitely.
Just, yeah,
and I didn't know Chicago was that their portfolio, if you will, was that extensive as far as
right.
Fire, PD, and the other extensions of the show that he
being
had,
actually shot there. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't.
That's good.
I wasn't aware of
that.
Needs that
something positive.
Right. Well, you know, they do have, you know, some rehabilitation stuff that's supposed to be going on in Detroit. A lot of people are trying to put money to bring Detroit back, you know, because it was a manufacturing city, you know, at one point.
Industrial. Yeah, that whole area, Illinois.
Yeah.
Right.
And because where they're located, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, so, those Great Lakes.
Yeah. So that's awesome. But then it also shows you that, you know, there are times when you have to step out of your comfort zone to move forward, you know.
Absolutely.
We're born to leave.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're not
follow
born
your
to
heart,
stay still.
People.
Yeah, for sure.
A friend of mine and I were talking earlier expressing how we feel like it's sad that people don't follow their passion and are stuck just in the day-to-day rut of trying to make it and are so unhappy just working regular jobs that they don't find time to follow their passion and what their
right.
true calling is. So try to figure out what that true calling is, and that'll make going to work not feel like work. And if you get paid for it, that's, you know, in a bigger incentive.
Right, and I totally agree with you. And then speaking of that, we have a young man that I've known for quite some time that is, you know, he's a political person that, you know, and I didn't think this when we were younger. You know what I mean? We didn't talk politics.
Right.
But Mr. Cooper, thank you for calling in. How you doing tonight?
Me, Coop. What's up?
Did you know I was talking about you? Or thought I was talking about somebody else.
No, I knew you were talking about me. I've known you a couple of minutes now.
Okay. Yeah. You know, at least 15, you know.
Yeah. So how are you all doing tonight? How is everything going?
Good.
So
tell us, this hunt to replace John Boehner, yeah, it doesn't look like this is a very popular job, like there's too many people lining up for this one.
Right.
It's just for the moment. Everybody's like, oh, the Republican Party's imploding. Hey, you could get somebody that's a lot worse than John Boehner, and we're going to be like, what in the world happened? So I think they're trying to get someone that's not too far to the extreme so they don't look crazy.
Right.
So they're trying to draft Paul Ryan.
That's what I was about to say. But he doesn't want it. He keeps telling them just leave him alone with it. Yeah.
I think they need to give it to one of them nutcases and let them get up there and just talk crazy all day.
So they digging themselves
so
a bigger
we're
hole.
Go from the crier to a nutcase then.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, not good. Not good at all.
The thing is, I was having a conversation about it from my coworker, and he's far to the right, libertarian. And his thing was, he's like, John Boehner, whatever it is, he gave in too much. He was, and if he was too willing to cut deals, and we don't need anybody to cut deals, make the Democrats cut deals. And I was telling him, I said, yeah, but the thing is, after the Republicans took control of the House, the knock on Obama was that he was cutting deals too much. Democrats were crying, he's cutting deals, and the Republicans are always applauding, oh, we got him that time, we forced him. They were talking about, and people were always saying Obama had no backbone. You can't sit there at the table and say, hey, we're not going to make a deal. We're only going to take everything our way. It's, things aren't going to get done that thing, and things are going to go really bad if you do it that way. But that's
right.
What they want. They on that side, a lot of them on that side, They want you to. They want their people to stick their feet in the sand and do nothing unless they get everything they want.
And you know
and
what?
That's what's led to a government shutdown this time every year.
But
yeah,
see,
yeah.
It's like we the people don't benefit from them doing that. That does not.
Well,
it doesn't help us.
They don't particularly. I'm not going to say they don't particularly care about we the people. I'm going to say that we the people aren't the main focus when those deals are being cut and they're, you know, quote unquote, sticking their head in the sand.
Yeah, and you're right. It's like, I don't know if we just go as far as say they don't care about the we the people. Like, as far as the masses on that side, they just think that you can do so much less and the country
right.
can do so much better as a whole. And you can't because our country is growing so much that you've got to just keep on doing more. But then you have people at the top that are manipulating them for their own benefit when what they want doesn't line up with what the people at the bottom want.
Right.
Right. I got kicked off, so I'm back. And
all right.
Free true life.
Yeah, blog talk is I'm not even gonna say it. We're having some technical difficulties. We're gonna work it out. We always do.
Yes, we always do.
We got a virus.
Look, the thing is, it kicks you off when you least excited. They kick me off in the mid sentence. You know, they kick me off like four times this evening.
Hey,
maybe
look,
he didn't like what we were saying.
She caught it real good because it kicked you off and she heard it and she's like, we're not going to have dead air. And she hopped on it.
There you go.
Teamwork made the dream work. Sure.
Always.
What are you talking about? Clutch
I'm like
players around here.
Party, but I'm not going to go there. All right.
Okay.
We have the Million Man March tomorrow as well.
No,
yeah.
It's the Justice or Else March. That's what it is, the Justice or Else March. And I'm getting up tomorrow morning. I'm meeting with a friend of mine, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to go on downtown, and we're going to the march.
Is it down?
Huh?
Is the city shut down?
No, it's not shut down, but it's going to be hectic because you got like they have one thing going on tomorrow that's unrelated that's going to shut down Pennsylvania Avenue, and then you have the march going on, and that's
okay.
A lot of people coming in the channel for it because I've been staying up online. Russell Simmons used his power to get the BET Awards moved to tonight so that the rappers could leave there and come here for tomorrow. I think they should have really moved it to a whole nother weekend so I wouldn't be seeing going to Atlanta tomorrow. I'm going to ATL to park for BET Awards and we should be right here.
Well, Russell Simmons supposedly had, you know, put a call in to ask BET to move it to today.
Yeah, they did.
Put it on the 9th. Yeah, and then they're going to broadcast on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
The award show. Yeah, so. But the parties are still going on in Atlanta.
Yeah. Well,
that I've heard
of. Damn that. They need to party with me right here.
Can you tell our listeners where the march is going to take place if they're in the area and they want to attend?
The march is going to take place from on the I forget what they call it, but it's on the grassy area in between the Capitol and the monument. So if you go to the Capitol, and it's an area right there in between the where it stretches from the Capitol all the way to the monument. So if anyone came here like for Obama's inauguration, it'll be the same area that was filled in by people.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm sorry I can't.
But you're in the D.C. area.
I hope
history.
Y'all got your license out there, your peddler's license.
That fool said your peddler's license. Well, you know what? You're right. You're right.
So their merchandise doesn't get taken. Okay.
Yeah.
They'll take your merchandise if you don't. So I hope you got it. Well, be careful if you don't. Right.
You know, it's going to be on the National Mall. That's what they call it, the National Mall.
Okay. I know I'm going to. What are you doing? Stop doing it. Poop, stop moving.
I'm sorry.
It sounds like you're trying to fight your way out of a paper bag. Like, it's not even wet. It's you're just bringing yourself out.
With the paper bag.
You know what it is? I got this, I'm talking on Bluetooth and I'm scratching my head.
Oh, my God. Well, it sounded like you was going grocery shopping with a bag up in your face.
Mm-hmm. I love this show, boy.
See? I ain't messing with you. See, if I was on the Tom Joyner show, y'all wouldn't harass me like this.
Hey, guess what?
First of all, sir, what you can do is keep your opinion, okay? And you had to dial to get here, all right? So that means you wanted to hear us, okay? We didn't call you. You called us, all right? All right. Okay. So with that, I'm going to give you some brief
parts. And
being
a part of the social lab is way more fun than being on a Tom Joyner morning show.
Okay. Thank you. Shoot, we got 3 minutes left in the show. You get on my nerves so horribly.
Wow.
We'll play one
more. Oh, yeah.
Here's music right now. Breeze Park, The Jam. Produced by Jay Dilla.
I need that in my life.
B.A.
Yes.
Do down.
It's the jam.
It's the jam.
No matter where I am, everybody tell me I'm the coolest. Blaming on the fans, they be promoting every track that we be dropping. The hottest, we really ain't even making no profit. Everything that I got is coming out of my pocket like a rocket. Blasting off and everybody watching though. Television and my vision, I be focused, a lyrical poet who's killing every single opponent. You know it, so why you hiding? I'm heating up when I'm writing, and I got my brother's back like a parachute when you diving. I'm hiking on every track, progressing with every step I'm taking just to make it, cause I'm knowing that we the best. Yo. The park is on the climb and it's imminent, infinite. Hands in the air like you're innocent. Lyrics finna take over your mental plus the instruments. We killing it, the cats is lacking arms and said they feeling it. We killing with rhythms and smooth flows with syllables original. No mayonnaise dummy, we whipping miracles. Dazzling the masses through various vintage visuals. Reflect the culture daily and putting it in the center view. This is the jam right here. Everybody go and put your hands right here. This the jam right here. Everybody go and put your hands right here.
Yo, so go ahead, get them hot. Put your hands up in the direction of the sky. Tell me how you feeling, cause I'm feeling real fly. It's the park over it all, let they ever ask why.
Welcome to the class, we the magistrators. Homie, we the 10 minus 9, grab your calculator.
Hey, thank you for joining us again in the social lab here on a Friday night. Side to get through a hot chocolate. That of T-Lo Boston, T.M. Hyman, and our special guest for joining us tonight, Sam Martin. Also, Big Poop, always with his perspective. We love having that. Join us again on Monday where we will be back in full effect. The whole crew, have a great weekend. We are that crew, that team, that network, T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Not focused on just myself, Mike gripping at a glance, kicking Rob's up off the head, just to show him it's a jam, like you're chilling in the crib. What I said, this the jam right here. Everybody go and put your hands right here. This the jam right here. Everybody go and put your hands right here.
Yo, so go ahead, get them hot. Put your hands up in the direction of the sky. Tell me how you feeling, cause I'm feeling.